Jesus lived in Nazareth of Galilee up to the age of 30. While he was living with his family and working as a carpenter in the north of Canaan, John, the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth, spent his time alone in the desert regions of Judea in the south of the country. God had announced through the prophet Malachi that before the coming of the Lord, the prophet Elijah would appear to make ready the hearts of the people for the promised Messiah. John, an Elijah-like figure, came as Christ's forerunner to prepare the way for the ministry of Jesus and to be his witness. As the angel had announced to Zechariah, his father, John went before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to bring the people to God in repentance and obedience. His physical appearance also recalled the rugged personality of that great servant of God. Like Elijah, John's clothes were made of rough camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. His life was austere, and his preaching forceful and direct. Like the prophets of the Old Testament, his predecessors, John's God-given mission was aimed at touching the heart and conscience of the people of Israel, so that they might repent and receive forgiveness through faith in Christ and his message of salvation. John, therefore, went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. "Repent," he said, "for the kingdom of heaven is near." People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea, confessing their sins and being baptized by him in the Jordan River. Many Pharisees and Sadducees also came to John in the desert. These religious leaders were an influential and very self-righteous group of Israelites. They considered themselves superior to other men and acceptable to God because they scrupulously observed every detail of the law. But in reality, they were hypocrites because they were righteous in appearance but proud and self-seeking of heart. When John saw them coming to be baptized, he cried out, "You brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." The crowd asked him, "What should we do then?" John told them to share what they had with those who had nothing, to be honest in business, and to be content with the money they earned. Some Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask John who he was. He told them plainly, "I am not the Christ." So they said, "Are you Elijah, or the prophet announced by Moses?" "No," replied John. "Who are you then?" they said. "Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us." John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way for the Lord.'" "Then why do you baptize?" they asked, "if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet." "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you there is one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." Then turning to the people, he said, "I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." It was then that Jesus left Nazareth in Galilee and went to John on the banks of the Jordan to be baptized. He was 30 years old, and the time for him to appear in public had come. When John saw Jesus, he was reluctant to baptize him and said, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. When Jesus was baptized, as he was coming out of the water, the heaven was opened, and the Spirit of God came down like a dove and lighted on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Next episode, The Temptation of Jesus.